Now in 25 minutes' time, the man himself will be on. Andy Mossack, roving travel reporter, travel writer of many years standing, and he turns up every fortnight or so on this year's programme, and has done for many years now, to give us a full travel log of said place. I don't know where he is, but are you ready for clue number one? If you think you know where he is and you can help me out, or you have a good guess, usually the first clue, it's pretty much a guess, really. 0345 303 3333. Here's clue number one. I am in a region which is as big as Belgium, Holland and Switzerland put together, and where reindeer is a staple food. The northern lights are visible most nights in winter. I'm in a region which is as big as Belgium, Holland and Switzerland put together, and where reindeer is a staple food. Northern lights are visible most nights in winter. Well, he's up north, isn't he? By which I mean, you know, further north than Durham. Reindeer being a food. Is he in Santaville? Is that where he's gone? I'm thinking Scandinavia, if I'm honest. Scandinavia. There is another clue which I'll give you after the 11 o'clock news. 81333 in Russ. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? I've no idea. Scandinavia for me, but let's narrow it down, shall we? And the man himself very soon. You've been thinking of going there, maybe? He'll have some hints and tips for you. The Late Show. Welcome along. If you've just joined me, wherever you've been, you've missed 65 minutes of pure filth. To be quite frank, it was shocking. It won't be on the iPlayer. They'll take it off. You'll just get that strange voice going round in a loop. It's Saturday afternoon. It's so annoying when that happens, isn't it? Hey-ho, that is the law. Welcome along. I can see lots of early requests in for tomorrow night on the free-for-all, which is marvellous. But we do have Andy Mossack, and he's somewhere in this globe of ours. And I've given you one clue already. Sue and Keithley having a guess at, is he in Iceland? I do think Iceland could be where he is, thinking about it, actually. That's a pretty good guess, you know. Dean in Leeds, is he in Norway? Graham and Craig. Andy is in Tromso. Tromso. Now, if memory serves my knowledge of the map, Tromso is a town right at the north of Norway, well into the Arctic Circle. But here is clue number two for you tonight, and the man himself will be here in a couple of minutes. Each winter, the sea here freezes over and creates a 9-kilometre ice road thick enough for traffic to drive across. However, every August, the Air Guitar World Championships take place. What? Each winter, the sea here freezes over, creates a 9-kilometre ice road thick enough for traffic to drive across. And every August, the Air Guitar World Championships take place. Where is he? 81333 in Russ. At the start of your message, 0345 303 3333 is how you do it. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell. And you can tweet as well at Dame Edith Evans. Super Trooper. Hi to Don on the teletext. I've just seen Andy Mossack fast asleep on a bench outside the BBC in Hull. He wouldn't do that to us. I've left him a pound coin for emergencies. That'll be fine. Hi to Norma. Glove is a many splendid thing as a song for boxing. Very last word on that. Thank you so much for those. Early requests for the rewind. Andy, though. Tromso, North Norway, sounds like a good bet to me. But Kev the Barnsley Trucker. Hiya, Kev. Is he in Greenland? Ooh. Now that's thrown me here. Hi to Dave in Wakefield, Zoe in Armley. The pair of you both say he's got to be in Finland somewhere. The World Air Guitar Championships makes me think. I genuinely am torn. I think he's stumped us this week. Wait it when he does this, you know. 81333 and Russ, start of your message. Air guitar, where's the championship? You could save us. You got 4 minutes. Why not, eh? Now, lots of guesses for Andy tonight. Loads of them. Here's a good one from Alan on Twitter. Is he in Fortitude? Which I think is a brilliant idea. You've seen that show on the telly, Fortitude. It's about this set in the Arctic. And there's this small sort of town of people, and somebody uncovers a woolly mammoth that has a terrible disease, and it infects everybody there. It's horrific in bits, but I don't think that's where he is. John in Hull. Hi, Russell. Andy is in Oulu in Finland. Mark and Leanne from Market Deepin. Air Guitar Championships. It's Oulu in Finland. SNA saying it's Finland. That's where it is for the championships. It sounds like he's traversing Sweden and Finland, says Robin Armley. Okay. Lots of good shouts and suggestions for where he is. But because we had a sudden rush of suggestions for it before we just got it. First of all, let's say good evening, Andy Mossack.
Hey, good evening, Ross. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, my friend. You'll be pleased to know I've plumped.
You plumped. Oh, good.
I've plumped for something here. I'm going for Oulu in Finland.
Well, bang on. It's Oulu, actually.
Oulu. But, right. Okay.
Oulu, yes.
Yes, well done. We got it right. Well, thanks.
How on earth did you get that?
It was the clue about the air guitar championships. That's what's did it.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
Now, I've got to say, I'm incredibly jealous of you.
Oh, yeah.
A place and a part of the world I want to go and explore, and you're there right now.
Well, I'm even further north than that. I was there on Wednesday when I sent you the clues. I'm now 200-odd miles further north, and I'm 170 miles inside the Arctic Circle in a place called Ivalo, which is Finnish Lapland. And it's unbelievable. It's just fantastic. It could be Fortitude, agreed. Yeah. No woolly mammoth or any nasty diseases or murders, for that matter. But I'm having a time of my life, mate. It's brilliant. And you're probably asking yourself, what on earth am I doing up here?
Yeah, well, I shall ask you directly. What on earth are you doing up there, then?
Well, I am very privileged to be involved in an Arctic challenge. Actually, it's called the Bailey Arctic Adventure, and it's a 5,000-mile challenge. These guys are unbelievable. I think they should, if they're not in the Guinness Book of World Records, I think they should probably qualify, because Bailey are they make caravans. They're automotive, you know, they're a manufacturer of caravans. And so they've taken two of their caravans and a motorhome, which they also build, and they're driving it from Millbrook in Bedfordshire, which is their testing centre, right through 12 countries, 16 days, all the way to Ivalo, where we are now, in the Arctic Circle, which is the winter testing center, 1800 acres of testing. So these guys are unbelievable. There's a team of 10 of them in a convoy, and they've driven literally through, I mean, 12 countries. It's ridiculous and amazing. And these guys are really doing the miles every day. And we dropped in at them at Oulu. We flew via Helsinki into Oulu and managed to catch up with the convoy there. So I've been with them for the last, 4 days now, for 3 or 4 days. And they finally reached the test center today. So we're all going to be doing a lot of stuff tomorrow, which is sort of, you know, sort of taking caravans around bends and all kinds of things tomorrow.
Well, so,
for a bit of a laugh.
You'd never been to like Finland before?
I've been to Finland, a place called Tampere, which is a city down south, but never this far up. It's brilliant, actually. I went into the ice road was something else. First of all, we drove across this ice road yesterday, and it's a frozen sea. I mean, literally a frozen sea. And it has a 3.5-ton weight limit. And you can imagine pulling a caravan in a Volvo, that's pretty close to the weight limit, I would say.
Wow.
And what's frightening about it is that there is this huge ferry off to the right, which is an ice breaking ferry. Okay. And it takes a ferry across to this island. So on the right hand side, you've got this ferry crunching through ice to get through to the island. And then you've got us driving along this road. I mean, you know, so it's a little bit heart in mouth. And then you turn around, when you get to the island, you turn around and do it all again, coming back the other way.
That is
great.
That is, yeah. Well, I've seen on the television, I have seen many episodes of Ice Road Truckers.
Oh, you've been watching those? Yeah.
I imagine it's, you know, was it as dramatic as that makes it seem? I think it was.
What is so weird about it is when you look at the sat nav, it's just blue, okay, because you're in the middle of a sea. So, you know, I don't think the sat nav quite worked it out. It kept saying, you know, renavigating or whatever.
Yeah. Try turning left. You're in the ocean.
I know, yeah. But they've got a drone as well, then they're filming it on a drone. So maybe I'll get a clip and put it on Facebook because it'd be really, really cool. Wow. And then, of course, we, 150 miles further north from that, we went into Santa's Village, the actual official home of Santa Claus, which is called Rovaniemi. And I kind of had a little chat with Santa, which was great.
I'd have thought he'd have been on his, you know, 4 months in the Caribbean.
Do you know, this guy has queues of people seeing him every day of the year. And it's open all year round. And it's free. It's free to get in. So, literally.
It's free to go and see Santa in his house.
Yeah. Yeah, in his office, actually.
In his office.
Yeah, he's got his office. Yeah, he sits on his wooden throne and his little elves are all running around, you know. And it's great. And you go in there, completely free to go in. And, you know, can you imagine shaking hands and seeing people constantly from 10 o'clock till 5?
I think, what an adventure, really.
It's fantastic. Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. And I've been learning all about Finland and, you know, what they eat and what they do and that kind of thing.
That was my next question then, really. I mean, at this time of year, I would say, you know, are they emerging like the rest of us here? Yeah. Are they coming out into the spring? Well, obviously it's still freezing, but are they emerging into spring? I mean, what's the food been like?
Yeah, well, you know, Santa said to me, God, he said, it's only -5 at the moment, which is what it is. He said, you know, last month, he said it was -36. So, it is warming up a bit. And I think, so in the summer, of course, they get, you know, temperatures 25 to 30 degrees. So that's pretty good. But it's great. And one of the guys who's with the team here today is BBC Two's Martin Dory, who is the camper van chef. He's got that series about how you can cook in camper vans, and he's with the team as well. So he's been giving me a few hints on how to do things.
Yeah. Andy, let me get to the bottom now. You know, it's always the gag I use about you that doesn't matter where you are, you will walk through a door, and lo and behold, it's a Michelin star eating competition, and they happen to need a judge, and that's usually what happens. So you're telling me you are in camper vans driving over the ocean. You're in the far north of Finland, and there just so happens to be a television chef who specializes in this thing who happens to be there.
Yeah, yeah. He cooks for 10 people on one burner in a caravan. Can you believe that? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a great man, actually. He's all right. Okay. But yeah, I mean, how lucky am I? Yeah.
Wow.
But they eat something called squeaky cheese here, which is quite fun.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's called Lipa Justo. It's a cheese, but it squeaks as you eat it. It's quite funny, really. It's a bit like a sort of a halloumi, and they serve it with cloudberry jam. Isn't that lovely?
Cloudberry.
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from, but it sounds lovely. Cloudberry. I know. So I tried to get a glimpse of the Northern Lights tonight because we're 2 hours ahead of you. And there was a sort of a glow, but there's a lot of cloud up in the sky. So we're hoping that tomorrow we can get the Northern Lights. And I'm going to be doing some skidoos and obviously driving caravans around a big ice rink, I think, tomorrow. So that should be fun.
Listen, you've got to take as many photos as you possibly can for us on this one. I mean, I am
absolutely
incredibly jealous. I mean, if my missus finds out that I'm talking to somebody who's been up and seen the Northern Lights and is sitting on Santa's desk, I'm going to be in so much trouble, Andy, for not being there with you.
My wife is, you know, when she rings me every night or we talk, you know, she says, "So how is it then?" You know, gritting her teeth, you know, trying to sound interested, but she's not really.
Okay. Well, listen, before we wrap up here, Andy, there's...
Don't tell me you've got a twin.
I've got a twin town. Is it Aulu? Ulu? How do you say it?
Aulu.
Aulu. There are a couple of twin towns, actually, for Aulu.
Really?
Places that you may have been. For example, Odessa in the Ukraine.
I haven't been there, no, but obviously know it well.
Leverkusen in Germany.
Oh, yeah, been there.
Halle in Germany.
Ooh, okay.
A place called Vienne in France.
Rien or Vienne?
Vienne.
Oh, Vienne, no.
Sendai in Japan.
Oh, naturally.
And Glasgow.
Oh, well, it's just as cold, I guess.
Yes, it is. And there it is. So I'm sure you'll be heading back in August for the Air Guitar Championships, won't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, you know, because Norway, I mean, so Finland has got these crazy championships. You know, they do a wife-carrying championship here. This is brilliant.
What's not to love?
And they also do snow tango. Can you believe that? They are crazy about snow tango.
Snow tango, carrying your wife and air guitar. Get yourself to Oulu. That's where you need
it's
to go for your
to
holidays.
Be. Absolutely, there. I've got a quick... Can I just give you a quick soundtrack? Quick one.
Go on, then.
Meet Me in the Corner.
There you go. Good tune
Does
for boxing,
work?
Then. Well done to you, Andy. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
And I'm going to play you out, Andy, with something you can practice your air guitar to, and you can be rock and roll. All right, and we'll talk to you next time, mate. All right.
All right. Lovely to speak to you. See ya.
Let's see how many points he gets for this. I'd give him a 10.